Okay, let's go through these deals one by one, Stuart, because you had a very busy day yesterday. Let's start with Vermeil, the defender from Manchester United. Can you tell us a bit more about him?
Yeah, he's one that's always been on my radar. I've always liked him. Again, we'd inquired a while back, trying to get him out on loan. Because one thing we thought Liam was not having any pressure put on him, unfortunately, because due to Lewis Buxton's injury, Lewis kept on getting re-injured. So I just thought I needed a bit of more competition. So we couldn't. You kept asking me week in, week out, and I was hoping to get one over the line, and I was hoping it'd be that the case. And then suddenly David Moyes ended up losing his job, and Louis van Gaal came in. So it was a case of wanting to watch, have a look at him. So it was just a case of persevering, and then suddenly we just kept plugging away, and we got an answer. Talented boy, very quick, going down the right side. He can play in several positions in the defence, but his best position, I think, is right back.
Have you acquired a bit of an asset here, Stuart, to get him on a permanent deal as opposed to a loan?
Yeah, I think so. I think what's happened is this boy was on standby for the Belgian World Cup team last year. So it just shows how much they rate him as well. He was a bit unfortunate not to go to the World Cup, but I just feel hopefully it's Manchester United's loss. It'll be our gain, because I think the boy's had opportunities to go back to Belgium, but he's decided to come to Sheffield Wednesday and play in the Championship. And like I say, the most important thing, I think he wants to prove to himself he can do it at this level, but also prove Manchester United wrong for letting him go.
McGugan also in, the one you've been chasing for some time to get him back to Hillsborough. But all the fans are asking us today, Stuart, how come it's a loan deal and not a permanent transfer? So what answer would you give to them?
Well, the most important thing is getting him through the door. That was the most important thing. Unfortunately, Lewis went back from his first spell with us. He's got 18 months left of his contract. Again, it's down to Watford. Like I said, the most important thing is I'm delighted we've got Lewis through. And I just know this time last season, when we were going into the running, we were a bit thin on the ground in every department. We were having to ask players to play with injuries, having to ask players to play out of position. Whereas now I feel as I've got a squad where it's competing against each other, but I've also got a squad that's in depth as well.
I think it's fair to say that when he was playing for you, you could see gradually he was getting more match fitness, wasn't he? He was starting to come into his own. The bad head injury at Blackburn probably didn't help. I think I remember he was a bit ill as well at Wigan. Is it good now that you've got him for the rest of the season, you can get him fit, and we can really see the best of Lewis McGugan?
Well, again, I just think with bringing Lewis in, people will look and think we've got a lot of midfield players, but we've got different types of midfield players, and there's definitely a goal-scoring midfield player in Lewis McGugan. He'll be disappointed he didn't score in his first spell with us, but like you say, we've had to get him match fit and just getting that sharpness. But one thing I did do, you could see his quality, he could pick out a pass, his range of passing, and I know he's got a goal in him because his stats show it as well. He's got over 40 odd goals from midfield in his career when he's still only a young man in, really. So he'll be disappointed, but like I said, the pleasing thing for us, he's back at Sheffield Wednesday and hopefully he's going to get goals from midfield.
There was one late deal that you just managed to get over the line. Felipe Melo has joined as well, a midfielder. What can you tell us about him?
Well, again, it was not just us. There was several other Championship clubs chasing. And again, just not to be boring, but just to go take you back to last year when we suddenly lost Semedo out of the midfield and Kieran Lee out of the midfield, our results dropped a little bit and we just couldn't seem to either keep a goal out or score enough goals to win the game. Whereas Melo is more of a defensive midfield player, strong in the tackle, very strong, probably well suited for the Championship. He can front screen the back four, and like I say, is that suddenly now Semi's got competition for his place as well now.
He likes a tackle, doesn't he? I've seen a YouTube video of showing some of his best tackles during his career, but that is definitely a positive to his game, isn't it?
Well, that was our Achilles heel. That was our weakness last week at Reading. We didn't have enough tackles going in, so hopefully this boy will rub off onto other players. But like I say, it's that competition. And again, I don't want to be in that position where suddenly you lose maybe two or three key players and not being disrespectful to the other boys that we had at the football club that season. It was a case that having to play players out of position and maybe not having the strongest team to be able to put out. But also the pleasing thing is like I said now, is that and we can go into the final run into the season full of confidence that I've got competition and players wanting, chomping at the bit, wanting to be in the team.
Can you sort of talk us through and talk the fans through exactly how the scouting network works at Sheffield Wednesday? Because, you know, to pick out players like Mello and to a certain extent Boosh as well, you know, these are not household names, the players that people may not have heard of before. You're going to give them a chance at Sheffield Wednesday. How are you working to find these players in the continent?
Well, the most important thing is contacts in the game. And one thing you do know is football is a business where suddenly you get talking to other managers and or other coaches, and names get bandied about. More often than not, we're all looking at the same players in the Championship. We've been trying to bring lads in on loan or bring lads in permanently. There's not only us that have been competing, but every probably Championship club has been competing. It depends what sort of budget that you're working in as well. But like I say, you're relying on contacts. You're relying on the people that you trust in the game. But also, it's taking a punt with one or two. Nothing's guaranteed. You look at the Premier League, where they've paid out 20s of millions for players. One thing, the most important thing is you want your signings to hit the ground running. And I just know, with character-wise, the lads that are coming in, they're going to give 100% with the shirt on the back. And if they fail, they'll fail on ability rather than lack of application. But I think what I have done is improved the squad dramatically. And like I said, and improved that competition. And it's healthy for Sheffield Wednesday.
There was a lot of talk, a lot of people asking us yesterday whether or not Matty Phillips was a target. Was he a target, and was a winger something you were also trying to bring in?
Yeah, I want to get the ball in the box. I want quality balls into the box. We've been trying to get a winger in. I won't sort of comment on speculation, but anybody can get to the byline and get a cross in. Well, and to be fair, we've probably missed Royston. We was gutted when he left, and suddenly that just caused us a little bit of a problem. So it's an area I've still been looking to strengthen. Thought we'd got one over the line last night, but unfortunately he decided to stay and stay at his club and fight for his place, so which I'll respect that. But we'll keep looking, and whether once the emergency window opens, we're always looking to improve. You can't stand still. You've always got to be looking to bring good players into the football club.
And just to finish, a couple of players have left to join Chesterfield. Keelan Lavery's gone out on loan. Manny's also gone out on a permanent deal, hasn't he? Can you just talk us through those decisions to let those two players go out?
Yeah, regarding Manny, 12 months ago, I was offering him a 12-month contract to say, I think from the development squad, it was probably only him and Flora who got a contract. And Manny's probably not progressed and developed as quickly as I was hoping. Unfortunately, it happens in the game of football. It happens in players' careers. Sometimes you've got to take a step backwards to come forwards. So I just said, not stood in his way. I've allowed him to go out on loan. He's not got as much game time as he wanted at Chesterfield. But Chesterfield have seen enough in him to offer him a 18-month contract, which I wasn't in a position or wasn't going to do. His contract was up at the end of the season. Lavery, just a case of going out and getting that match sharpness and match fitness, because he's missed so much of the season with his knee injury, and it's just a case of getting him game time.